If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batster. This is the new John Batster Show, represented by CBS News Radio. This is Hotel Mars. Episode N with my colleague and co-host and friend, David Livingston of The Space Show. He is Dr. Space. And our colleague, Anatoly Zak of Russian Space Web, checking in on the world's oldest and most successful manned space program, Roscosmos. Anatoly keeps a website, RussianSpaceWeb.com. It's a subscription site. I recommend it to everyone who follows manned space in the United States, because this is the Russian side of the equation that has been in partnership with NASA these last years to go up and down from the ISS. Recently, we have reason to believe that NASA has developed its own commuter bus. That would be thanks to SpaceX. But what about the ISS? What about these stories of a leak in Zvezda, the oldest module, I believe, the Russian module, the critical module for engineering a success of keeping the space station not deteriorating in its orbit? Anatoly, you have written extensively about the leak, the leaks, and the ambition to fix them. Where is the leak that they found? What have they done about it? And is it solved? Good evening to you, Anatoly.
Hello, John. Yes, we have a leak right now in, fortunately, probably to the better, in a really small compartment of the International Space Station. And it's inside the Zvezda service module, which is very important, without which the space station cannot function. But fortunately, it consists, thanks to our engineers, it was designed out of several, like a submarine, out of several compartments. And one of them, very important compartment, but fortunately very small one, is leaking air. And they were struggling with that leak for many months. And so far, with all the, even with the specialized, specially designed, custom-built equipment which was sent to them, they still unable, by all accounts, at least according to what we know, until recently, they were not able to resolve that air leak.
David?
Hi, Anatoly. The reports say that the Russians are drilling into the leak, as I understand it, from outside the space station. Why are they using drills to drill into that compartment and into that area of the leak? What's the purpose of the drilling?
Right, right. And I actually was kind of surprised when I first heard it, but it turns out this is a very common way to kind of stop the cracks which are expanding in a hard, in like metals or even glass. So what they do is they create, and they picking up the crack, and they drill two holes on both ends of the crack, which kind of ends creates like a end to the track, to the crack, and prevents it from spreading further. And the biggest fear, of course, is that even when they put some kind of plaster in that the crack and put some kind of sealing material, the issue is, and the fear is, that the crack will spread. And apparently those little holes, which they also, of course, seal with the special material later, those holes are supposed to kind of stop the spreading of those problems.
You have a photograph of what they found of one of the cracks on Zvezda, taken with an electronic microscope. It looks quite extensive, Anatoly. What is the cause? What is the explanation for these cracks now? What is this, 20 years Vesta's been up there?
Right, and I think this is one of the kind of big questions for very serious material scientists who are working on this issue. So there are several kind of two most kind of likely explanations. One of them is, of course, metal fatigue. As we know that, you know, all things get old, and because of the just time and because of the environment pressure, materials deteriorate. But also, what's important to know is that this particular chamber, that small compartment on that module, is used, it features the docking port, and that docking location was very heavily, extensively used by incoming spacecraft. So for over more than 20 years, there was that kind of push and pull action on this module all the time, happening every few months. And that it's kind of entrance into the station, and so one of the suspicions is that this kind of structural loads, which were happening over many years, created those micro cracks, which are now leaking air, of course.
David,
The material that they're trying to seal this with, is this space tested material, or is there a risk that the material will not work?
Well, as far as I understand, there were no really attempts before to use this kind of process to resolve the leak. In fact, you know, we had almost, 50, 60 years of experience in human spaceflight, and normally what would be done is just the crack would let, you know, if the spacecraft is flying, we would just control the crack and control the leak and refill the atmosphere. So there were no really good experience and good kind of previous knowledge as how to deal with leaks like this. So they kind of they experimenting as they go. And so the material which they used, there are two things. They put some kind of glue into the crack itself, and then they put the patches with those resin or plastic-based patches on top. So far, it looks like, from what we know, it didn't work, and we don't know exactly it didn't work because the crack which they closed is still leaking, or because there are other cracks. And I think the second hypothesis is more likely, because it looks like we already know that they found at least two, and they suspect that there are more than two in there, and there are like series of cracks, and of course that creates, you know, that poses the question, what's going to happen to this entire compartment?
And Anatoly, let's get to the big picture. Is this an existential risk? You know, the shoe, the horse, the kingdom lost? These cracks, do they mean that that the ISS is on a countdown to no longer reliable?
I think question to this is yes. We definitely, if we take the cracks out of the equation, we still have the essentially space base, the pressurized vessel, which is flying for two decades. And of course, it's inevitable that there will be other components and other systems on board which will fail, which will simply cannot work more than 20 years, and some of them is either very difficult, very expensive, or even impractical to replace. So those cracks are kind of manifestation of how old the station is, and of course this is, again, very heavily used in terms of structural pressure, but there will be other components, other pieces of the station which will exhibit similar problems. And if there are, we see how much time of the crew it's taken right now, even for this tiny crack in a small compartment. So if we have multiple issues like this, that will become pretty much unmanageable.
If I understand correctly, this module, this VESA module, is where the cargo docks routinely, and that cargo is necessary to keep the space station sustained, bringing up back and forth from the launch site in Russia. Do they have an alternative for landing that cargo on the space station so that they no longer put pressure on this compartment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, technically they do have alternative ways. First of all, we know now that, of course, the Dragon spacecraft from NASA, from SpaceX, are flying to the American segment. So technically, they can bring the cargo. There is a little bit more difficult question with propellant, because propellant is not just brought in sort of canisters. It's brought into the special tanker sections, and then it pumped through the interface of the docking mechanism. So those docking mechanisms need to work correctly, and there are only a few of them. And also what is important is when the station is constantly losing altitude because of the friction with the upper atmosphere, and we need periodically do orbit corrections. So in order to do this, we need to bring propellant, and we need the engines which work. So this particular docking port was used for this particular purpose for many years. So if they cannot use it eventually, if the cracks become too serious and they cannot use it anymore, they have to find alternative ways to correct the orbit using the ships docked to other locations, and also to bring the fuel to the station through other docking ports. It's not the only one which is available, but it really complicates the situation.
Anatoly Zak, he keeps the RussianSpaceWeb.com, RussianSpaceWeb.com. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.